number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dick. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station's beer wonder. What?
DJ Tony.
Over his right shoulder. If you're looking at the screen. His left. Bruce Brown.
What's going on, dude?
Is that St. Anthony?
It is St. Anthony.
Thank you.
No pizzazz today, Bruce?
You got to find some things that are lost.
What's going on back there?
I got pizzazz. I bet on the Astros. They're down 10-0 to the Red Sox, but I still have pizzazz.
You want to find winners, you fucking wear that, okay?
Yeah, you fucking wear
that.
Fucking Wink Martindale got another weapon.
Weapon. Otter, how are we?
Tony, what's up? We got football actually back, like real football, too. Thanks.
I hit my head.
Yep.
Yep, that was also
a case for those, if anybody wants to clip that, fucking Bruce threw up his in back into his left. What's also back into his left is the cage for all the tech, and he just slammed his head off of it.
Yeah, we're good. It was mostly headphone.
Good stuff. Good.
That was awesome. Getting to talk to Billy Walters was awesome.
That was very cool.
I'm going to, that book's kind of arriving today for me.
Throw the must read on that one.
Yeah, that's a must. If you are,
because at the end of the day, it's in the book.
If you are any sort of gambler,
is it in the book?
Yeah, I believe everything. At the end of the day,
I just hope that it is.
He could have sold the information that's in that book for $20 million 10 years ago.
That's what he told us.
I don't doubt it either.
It's a fact, Jack.
Yeah.
You want to know how much you should spend on buying a half a point from 2.5 to 3? It's in there.
It's in the book.
Yep.
You want to know how much you should spend on buying a half a point from 8 to 8.5? I'm not sure why you would do that, but it's in there.
It's in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mind is blown by the whole like responsible money management thing, but also I'm going to bet, hundreds of millions of dollars. I do understand that like it's his job, 16 hours
a
day.
Sure.
But it does feel like there's some sort of contradiction where like at the end of the day, you're putting your nuts on the table.
Yeah.
Basically every time.
No, I don't think it was.
With millions of dollars.
His responsible money management was not how much you bet. It was chasing bets.
True. True. You're right.
Which, we have thought, don't chase. Okay.
But.
Bruce is a big chaser.
Just remember, if you're looking, if you're looking at a game, there was a reason you didn't bet it when you first made your initial bet.
Yeah, but there like wasn't a
good,
Sunday.
Good advice.
There wasn't a Sunday in my life where I couldn't sit there at 7:45 and make a pretty.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm just
about
saying.
The Sunday night
I'm just saying, like if you looked at the games and there was like all these games, you handicapped whatever games. There was a reason.
Yeah.
You didn't pick that game to start with.
True. True.
Sheesh.
It's very easy with the ones in the 4:25.
It's Pick Friday, by the way.
There we go.
Picks Friday, I mean Picks Thursday.
Picks Thursday.
For Picks Thursday, we have baseball, we have college football, we have preseason football, we have footy. Oh, also, we have the Chiefs and Niners today, which that one's going to be pretty quick.
Yeah, they're pretty good, huh?
Yeah, any way you can get them.
Those rosters are.
Yeah.
If there was one weakness out of the four sides of the ball there, maybe the Chiefs' defense. And by weakness, I mean whatever.
Their receiving core is pretty wild.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Like, but with
it's
Mahomes
just so
and Kelsey,
unproven.
It doesn't even matter.
It
probably
doesn't matter
They'll
at all.
Pick up somebody, too, at some point.
Oh, that Niners team.
Nasty.
I'll just put it. Here's Chiefs and Niners preview for me right now, finishing the West. Like 10.5 and 11.5 is their number.
Yep. How about last year with Brock Purdy, they averaged 33.4 points per game? Like they're like,
10.5,
the best offense in the NFL.
10.5 for me for the Niners is criminally low.
Yeah. Yeah. Very.
I found 3 or 4 losses. That puts them at 13-ish wins, I think they'll be at.
Yep.
The Chiefs are in the Chiefs' minds, I was like, okay, they lose to teams that have a good offense and a good defense, which may be very simple. But there's only like 3 of those teams on their schedule. So I got overs for both of them. I'm not taking any.
I'm with you.
Okay. You want to do college football since the real games?
Here we go.
Okay. Anyone have anything for Navy and Notre Dame? I believe it's 20.5, think still.
I will lay 20.5 with Notre Dame, please.
Are you laying it?
Yes.
Okay, so you can get -110 at Bet MGM is your DraftKings is minus 110. Oh, but it's minus 120 or minus 21 there. Yeah, BetMGM minus 20 and a half for you there.
There we go.
There we go. I am following Gump's lead there. I think the Notre Dame's going to come in and dog walk them. So we're going minus the 20 and a half.
Okay.
If it closes at a respectable 21 in the hook, I will be on Navy, but at 20 and a half where it is most places, nothing for me.
So DraftKings minus 21, are you tempted to buy a half a point to 21 and a half and play it? Or are you just saying if it gets there, maybe?
I'm tempted. We'll see how I feel on okay. Saturday. But as of now, I got three plays and that ain't one.
Okay. UTEP and Jacksonville State. This is a conference game, a CUSA game.
Fuck yeah.
Jacksonville State's first game as a Division I program. Minus one for UTEP. So basically a pick 'em. I'm not gonna take this game because I'm not in the business of betting against Rich Rod, and I also want to see how the 1AA team does in its first game at 1A.
I'll go Jacksonville State okay. plus 1.5. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Drinking it?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the money line.
Ooh. Jeez. Yeah. Fuck that point. Who needs it?
Love when you do that. You're on it too.
Yeah, I am. Part of the Kool-Aid team. Jacksonville State plus 1.5. I do think they. They fit in well in Conference USA and find success quickly. Also, you know, first home game at the FBS level. If they're doing their job down there, that place is going to be rocking.
Okay. UMass is at New Mexico State. I'm glad I got in yesterday. New Mexico State minus 6.5 because it's now sevens across the board right now. UMass, fun fact, in its last four seasons, anybody want to guess how many games they've won?
Four
seasons.
Four.
Five. Three.
Oh, good guess.
Five.
Three
games in their last four seasons.
Jeez. Holy yeah, actually, shit.
New to good.
1-11, 1-11, 1-11. And the COVID year was 0-4. So maybe I shouldn't put that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, let's just.
Okay. Three and three.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's respectable.
I remember that the year they just never won.
0-4. New Mexico State's got a returning quarterback who I actually kind of like, and they return 9 starters on offense. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 with New Mexico State.
There you go.
Okay. Anybody else on that game?
Nope.
Okay. I am also on New Mexico State. I did not get him yesterday. I got him today at -7.
Good news, boys. Good news. OU at San Diego State. We have threes out there again.
Nice.
So you can shop around. DraftKings has got a 3 out there. PointsBet has a 3 out there. -118, so you don't have to lay the juice to buy the half a point. We got a Rourke playing fucking quarterback.
Give me the Ohio Bobcats.
Yeah,
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
San Diego State, they're going to try to open it up a little bit more this year, but let's see if they can fucking play or not.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's fucking see.
Let's see.
All right. So I got Ohio.
My first 2-star of the year.
2-star.
And that's the most stars I'm giving out today. Everything else is 1-star.
Okay.
he's holding the 5.
Hawaii.
He's holding the 5s close.
Yeah, it's week 0, boys. It's not getting nuts.
The 17s are gone for Hawaii and Vandy. You're either getting 17.5 or 18 now in this game. 63-10 was the final in this one. I don't know. This is a Hawaii traveling to an SEC school. Now, is it the best SEC school? It is not. Not even close. But they put them on them last year, but you know, there's a vibes feel. There's obviously stuff going on in this game. A lot of travel. I'm just going to stay away.
I don't like this one. I'm out.
This is my favorite play of the weekend. My 2-star, if you will. I got Vandy -17.5. I might buy them up to like -21, -20.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Just to get a little cover on it.
You might as well just go straight to
Vandy.
Jeez.
I mean, I kind of want to. I'm probably going to take him at -28.5. Like, I'll ladder it up all the way.
Yeah. I'm not playing it, but I do agree that the line makes no sense. It does certainly feel like Vandy should be favored by more than 17.
Okay. San Jose State, USC, 30.5 is the number here. I'm staying away. I'm not in the business of laying 30.5, even though I do have a stat for week 1 and week 0. even though this doesn't fall into it exactly. Favorites of 37.5 points or more are 11-0 straight up and ATS in week zero and week one. Yeah, so this is 30, 31, so it doesn't exactly fall into it. But huge favorites in week zero, week one, the last 10 years are 11-0 straight up in ATS. But I don't want to lay the 30.5 really. So I'm going to stay away.
I'm all in. Here we go. Okay. USC fucking hangs a 60 burger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I think San Jose State scores. I think San Jose State scores 21. You know, the USC defense hasn't shown that they can tackle. Why would I believe that they can stop San Jose State? And if it's going back and forth, punch for punch early, you know, who knows? Maybe palms start getting sweaty over there in Southern California.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
I just wanted to come in here to say two things.
Okay.
One. Go Topes! two, I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but biggest sporting news long time. Steven Strasburg has officially retired.
Yep. Thank you, Steve. My kid I played with growing up's cousin.
What'd he say?
A kid he grew up playing with cousin.
Yeah, I ran into his brother's sister at a bar once.
Really?
Yeah,
his mom's brother's uncle's son went to Iowa, lived on my floor. So yeah, pretty close.
Thank you, Steve.
What a career.
Speaking of
San Diego State, right? Was that where he was from?
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Nice little segue for you guys. Have you talked about him yet? Or? I don't remember why I actually came in here. I did have something.
I think you were probably going to say it's in the book.
It is in the book. Have a good show.
See you guys. Appreciate that. Okay, and so we have you taking USC, you being on San Jose State.
Yep.
FIU and Louisiana Tech. This one is I'm good on that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one, Tone.
Okay.
I don't know a single thing about either of these teams.
Okay.
It's good to stay away then.
I want to take FIU, but then I'm envisioning it bleeding over the 58.5. And then it being super sweaty where, you know, you're down 21 and you're on the 10.5. So for that reason, I'm out. I just don't want to do that. But I do think this game goes over.
I can tell you the quarterback for Louisiana Tech is ex-Boise State quarterback Hank Bachmeier.
I remember the boxer.
He's not that good.
He was not good last year at all. He was good the year before that. So he's looking for a little bounce back. He lost his job last year at Boise.
There we go.
All right. So for college football, I'm on New Mexico State -6.5 and Ohio plus 3.
Notre Dame -20.5. Jacksonville State +1.5. Ohio +3. USC -30.5.
Okay. NFL preseason. I have two picks. I'm going to take the Raiders, who are, let me find it. Sorry. My apologies. -5 against the Cowboys. Cowboys are continuing to play no starters. And I like what I've seen from the Raiders backups, especially at fucking quarterback.
All right.
And then the second one was the Jets, because you get Rodgers. You get Zach Wilson. The Giants, I believe, are not playing starters. Can you confirm or deny?
I can't, but I believe you. Why would we?
I haven't seen anything that they are.
Oh, with the Jets?
Yeah. I know the Jets are. They're playing Evers. But I don't know what the Giants. But I'm going to lay it with the Jets there, too. Or no, you know what? Scratch it all.
What?
Jets, Raiders, Moneyline Parlay. I'm not laying the 6.
Okay.
Jets, Raiders, Moneyline Parlay.
Yeah, I don't know if starters are going, but I can confirm that Jets-Giants does have an elevated intensity over other preseason games.
I get it.
Sort of naturally. Like almost a fight breaking out. This is actually like the Victor Cruz legendary coming out party. He had like 3 or 4 touchdowns in this game. I would definitely take the Giants +6, though. It's usually a banger.
Okay.
I like Steelers tonight -4.5.
I did. Well, you got it at a good number because guess what? It's up to 6 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't love it at 6. I like the Titans +2.5 tomorrow. Saturday, I like the Seahawks +3. Drew Locke spinning it again. Give me the Ravens +2 at the Bucs. And I like the Finns getting 7 against Jacksonville.
Okay.
Seems a bit much.
Seven, yeah. I mean, that both teams are playing their starters.
Yeah.
I should do that real quick, okay? Just quick. Steelers are playing starters. Falcons aren't. That's a game. Colts are playing starters. Eagles aren't. That's a game. Panthers are playing starters. Lions are not. That's a game. Patriots and Titans, I haven't seen anything. 49ers are playing starters. Chargers are not. Packers are playing starters. Didn't see anything for the Seahawks. Cardinals and Vikings, no starters. Bills and Bears, both playing starters. Browns and Chiefs, both playing starters. Jets playing starters. I wasn't sure about the Giants. Bengals and Commanders, no starters. Bucs are playing starters against the Ravens. I'm not sure what the Ravens are doing. Dolphins and Jags, both starters. Broncos are playing the starters. Rams, I didn't hear what they were doing. And Texans are playing starters. Saints are -3.5, though, so I assume they're playing starters, too. And that's what we know as of right now. Any preseason games for you in the back, boys?
I like the Indianapolis Colts tonight, -4.5 going into Philly. And then I also liked Baltimore on the bounce back, +2. And then that was really it. I liked a couple unders, but I didn't really like them strong enough to play them. So might throw some unders in a parlay, just kind of throwing it around.
Yeah, the Ravens are all I can really put my hat on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's
just the situational spot.
Feels right.
Preseason okay. Ravens, get back.
Feels right.
Okay.
Can't drop two in a row.
Does anybody have any baseball?
I got the Orioles first five money line.
Okay.
I got the Rangers first five +0.5. And I got the White Sox first five money line.
Who's that pitcher?
Yep. I'm with you, Gump, on the Rangers first five +0.5. And then I'm parlaying the Orioles and Rangers on the run line +1.5 in both games for, you know, +140 or so.
Okay.
There we go.
Footy.
Here we go.
Footy, let's fucking hey, buckle in.
Footy.
By the way, how was the game last night?
Dude,
so sick. Fun.
Fucking
awesome.
It was really cool. I had a lot of money on Miami in penalties, so it was slightly stressful, but not really. You never are too worried.
It was loud.
See the man. Goat.
Like the Cincinnati.
It's a packed house.
The Cincinnati faithful were fucking.
I was shocked. I was shocked by the level of home field
advantage. Oh yeah, it was wild.
A lot of people
fucking bust.
A lot of people say shit about the MLS, but the stadiums that show up, like those, they're passionate fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
It's just a big deal in Ohio. It seems like Gumpy, I know both of us watched it, but Sunday was at Columbus, Cincinnati, and that was fucking crazy atmosphere too.
Yeah.
Columbus and Cincinnati are just getting after it in the MLS.
MLS is doing well.
Okay, footy, sorry.
Tomorrow, I like Real Sociedad, moneyline at Las Palmas. I like Real Madrid, moneyline at Celta Vigo.
Okay.
I like Monaco, moneyline at Nantes. Saturday, I like Spurs money line at Bournemouth.
Hell yeah.
West Ham +1.5.
Whoa.
You're going to have to look around. But West Ham +1.5 at Brighton, I like.
Okay.
Sevilla money line versus Girona. Freiburg money line versus Werder Bremen. Wolfsburg double chance at Cologne. Hoffenheim draw no bet at Heidenheim. Union Berlin money line at Darmstadt.
Okay.
Leverkusen money line at Mönchengladbach. Serie A, I like Atalanta money line and Roma money line.
Fuck yeah.
And then MLS league play. Yes, MLS league.
We're back into it.
Play. We're back, boys.
Nashville double chance at Atlanta. LAFC draw no bet at Charlotte. Cincy money line versus NYCFC. Inter Miami money line, obviously, versus the Red Bulls. Philly draw no bet at DC. Revs draw no bet at Montreal. St. Louis double chance at Orlando.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Sunday. Bundesliga, I just got Frankfurt draw no bet. Ligue 1, I have Lille money line. La Liga, I have Valencia money line and Real Betis double chance. And then I love Aston Villa at plus money again at Burnley. And then I'm taking a bit of a shot with my boys getting a double chance -150 at Newcastle. I think we can get at least a draw.
You mean Liverpool?
Yeah.
Liverpool's -150 double chance?
At Newcastle.
Again, what's going on?
At Newcastle's very good.
I know, but still, what's going on?
There's rumblings. That
Mo.
They're not going to let him go. They can't. It's too late in the transfer.
Is he going to a
heading?
Probably next year, yeah.
To Saudi.
But still, I mean, this was a team that was going for the fucking...
Not anymore.
Sweep of everything.
We're not that
1 year ago.
We're not that deep.
No. And Manchester United now, Tony, is what Tottenham was last year. They just kind of traded.
Okay. And
what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Like, well, like Manchester United is now like the underperforming, like what's going on? Can't win on the road team.
What about
when Tottenham did that last?
So year. Would you say LeBron ruined the depth of Liverpool? Yeah.
I know you'd like me to
LeBron's
say
been an owner for like 10 fucking years.
What happened was is they held on too long. And then they got stuck in the where they're like trying to bring up the kids now from the academy. And some of them are good and some of them are okay, but they're still young, right? So losing Henderson and Fabinho in the same window, I know they're older, maybe a little bit past it, but those are two tough losses, staples in that midfield.
MMA, UFC, give me
real quick.
Chan Sung Jung and Parker Porter and Blanchfield and Garcia and Anthony Smith. Just kidding, Bruce. Go ahead, do your fucking footy picks.
Yeah.
Those aren't real people. Those aren't.
We just did MMA.
Those aren't.
What is happening today?
I don't know.
Don't yell, go Topes. It's very.
No, listen, I'm sorry to interrupt program. Have you guys done college football yet?
Yeah.
What's going okay. on? I'm not happy about the situation, obviously.
I'm excited.
We have a service academy playing. Navy is taking on Notre Dame. And I know Gump's not betting on Navy.
He faded them.
And it's kind of making me sick, to be honest. You just got back here. I figured you learned your lesson. I figured you're a new man coming back. Arms wide open into the United States, embracing everything great about this country. And here we are.
It's the Fighting Irish in Ireland. What do you want from me?
The goddamn Navy. That's what I want from you, pal.
Yeah.
Patrolling the seas out there in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
They're not playing this week, but I asked them to hang if I could hang this jersey in here, and he said, absolutely no fucking.
No, it's disgusting. That's slander. More
take
slander.
That camo hat off. You don't deserve to wear
it. Facts.
I wanted to hang it.
It looks good.
Philly boots.
It's a good fucking, it's a good tarp.
Can't remember who sent this to me. Shod.
Thank you, Shaw.
Shout out, Shaw.
I still have the fucking note right here. Yeah. Thank you, Shaw.
So thoughtful of you.
Gumpy should read that.
I mean, you're on Notre Dame too, Mitt. You mutt.
Yeah, but I've at least bet on.
No, you haven't. Oh, which reminds me. Bruce, sorry, do your footy picks.
No, the only footy pick that you didn't say, Gumpy, I'm actually curious your thoughts a bit.
What do you got?
It's loading. See, we get all distracted. Well, what I wanted to say, though, is that Colin Morikawa was 8-under today.
I saw that.
Shifting the balance of power in the tour.
He wants that $18 million. So, by the way, the winner of this tournament gets $18
million. Yeah, that's a lot. And you can throw out your whole starting position, all that out the window, because Colin Morikawa is the man standing in second place.
Well said.
I don't know if this parlay is going to load, but I'm going down to the league below Premier, and I'm taking Leicester City against Rotherham.
I don't hate that.
Leicester got relegated.
Yeah. Sad day, to be honest.
Fucking super sad day.
They were a staple.
They're going to dominate that.
By the way, that'll go down forever. Yep. That's like the Arizona Cardinals winning the Super Bowl this year.
Legitimately.
What?
Leicester won. They were dead last in odds. And they won the Premier League. It's like the Cardinals winning Super Bowl this year.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Who was playing up top? What was his name?
Vardy.
Yeah.
Vardy Party.
Jamie Vardy.
He was smashing goals.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Dude, it was fucking insane.
All right. Are we good?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Funny,
good
picks there. Yeah.
Matt, you fucking nailed it yesterday.
You can't just wait for me to send it to you, can you?
No.
Oh, yeah, we're off. In case you're wondering why we're doing Picks Thursday, we're off tomorrow. Mitt, please go ahead.
Well, Tony, going into this weekend, you got to remember, there is no quote out there that can fully describe how great this football weekend is. Shout out to Perfect Weekend Quotes.
That can't be real. That can't be real.
Can you read the quote again, please?
There's no real, quote man.
Out there that can fully describe how great this football weekend is.
Get it? Because it is a quote. But there isn't a quote.
What's the website?
Shout out Perfect Quotes 2023, sorry.
Okay. Well said, man.
This perfect quote.
That's awesome. We'll be back Monday to break it all down. And then guess what? Next week, There's no more preseason football.
Nope.
We have the first full week of college football, and we are into the actual season.
There we go. There's some
sick college games, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got North Carolina playing South Carolina.
Yep.
Texas playing Bama.
That's week two.
Fuck.
LSU and Florida State is
LSU, Florida State. That's on Sunday, right?
That's a banger last year.
That is a Sunday game. Yes, Florida State won on a missed extra point.
Yep.
That game was awesome. And that game has huge implications this year because I believe they are 4-5, 5-6 in the standings, somewhere around there.
Tell you what, Nebraska +7.5.
Who do they have?
Minnesota.
Who do they have? Minnesota.
Without
handicapping it yet, I know people are down on Minnesota this year because they've lost a lot of talent.
And they had all that scuttlebutt about the fruit bucket.
Well, yeah, sure. And Nebraska's got rule. I don't hate Nebraska in that game, but I also haven't looked at a thing yet for that game.
Florida +4.5 at Utah.
4.5 now. Would you like to know what that means? I think that means that they think Cam Rising is not playing in that game.
Really?
It started at 10.
10?
If I am correct. Let me look it up.
Did he blow his knee out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, yeah. This says open 9.5, and it's down to 4.5. So that would make me think that Cam Rising's not playing.
Oh, fuck.
I don't have a lot of faith, though, in Florida this year.
I saw that at 4.5, and I took that, actually, like, this morning.
So which one? Which side?
Utah.
Yeah, I don't think it's the wrong side, though. We'll see who the backup is. Bruce will do some.
This is why you got to wait for later in the week.
Bruce will watch the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, of the buddy?
Yeah, we got to get Buddy out there.
I know who I already know who Gumpy might be on.
UTSA +1.5 at Houston.
Well,
meep, meep.
That's almost a guarantee.
Naturally.
The UConn Ghosts +14.5.
Probably went outright. I swear, I'm pretty sure they covered every game last year. I don't think that's a stretch.
Meep, meep.
Tulane -7 at home against South Alabama. I'm taking LSU against Florida State.
You are?
What's the spread?
2.5.
What, -3 yet?
2.5.
I'll go money line for sure.
You know what? I'd be the most bet on the game of the week might be Colorado TCU. 20.5 still sitting there.
When's Clemson?
Do you believe?
It's Clemson Duke on Monday?
Yeah. Blue Devils were tough last year.
12.5?
It's a tough little start for the...
Oh, that'll be fine.
Everyone's really high on fucking Clemson again.
Bet the dogs early.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not drinking the Clemson juice just yet.
We'll be back on Monday. Everyone, good luck this weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Gah!